How's it going? It's your man Jeffrey from APM Reports. I'm here with Pete Styles and Ken Soul. Say what's up.
Yo.
It's the dealio.
They got a huge show coming up here on Friday. Care to tell the folks about it?
Pretty much this Friday at 5:08, we got a listening party that we're doing. Ken and I worked on a project. Started out in Cali and, you know, bringing it home, and that's kind of a little bit what we got going on for Friday.
All right. You're bringing it home, so tell the audience about yourself. I mean, you're bringing it home. Where are you guys from?
Well, I'm born and raised in St. Paul here in Minnesota. I moved out to L.A. like, what was it, at the end of last year, and just been working out there. Got a couple things going on with a few artists out there, a few projects that I'm currently working on, executive producing a few EPs, and then right now one of them is actually with Ken, so we're doing that, and we're bringing it home in the sense where, you know, I'm from here and he's not originally from here, but, you know, I met him here, so it's like bringing it home and kind of, you know, wanting to, you know, do something for the culture, really.
Right.
True, yeah. Yeah, man, and I'm Ken Soul, and I'm from a small town in Louisiana called New Roads. Born and raised in Louisiana, grew up in the South. Man, spitting image of like what a Southern brother is, you know, came out here about a year and a half ago. Just been hitting the scene, man, doing R&B, doing hip-hop, producing, networking, collaborating with some pretty talented, amazing artists in Minnesota. Ran into P. Styles at an event. I was performing at this for the Cypher. We had, you know, kind of heard about each other, you know what I'm saying, moving around the city. And, you know, just like, okay, let's see what's up. You know, we vibe, and, you know, it was from there, you know, we just started making music. And now we here, you know, we got a project, Cali Vibes, Minnesota Nights. Releasing this thing on the 25th, and it's going to be something amazing, something spectacular.
All right, we're all looking forward to that, and I'm definitely going to get to that in a little bit, but, you know, talk a little bit about how you guys met. You guys heard about each other. I mean, when you guys actually linked up, what was it? Like, you got a number through someone, you texted them, or what?
I actually heard about Ken through one of my friends that I grew up with since way back when, and he had a studio, and he was letting me use his spot while I was here actually visiting a few, you know, months back. And he was like, yeah, I got this artist named Ken Soul, and he played me some stuff, and he was dope. I was, you know, I could hear from the moment that I heard his stuff that he, you know, he had a vision of what he wanted to do. And kind of kept it at that, and then surprisingly I ran into him through my boy Kurt Frost. They were doing a little cypher thing, and I went there, and, you know, he surprisingly was with Kirk actually, and he introduced me to him, and the rest is really history from there.
Yeah, man. Pretty much the same for me, man. I was like I said, when I touched down in Minnesota, I just had like this drive of I wanted to take the city over. So I mean, I was everywhere performing, recording in different studios, collaborating with different artists, different dope artists, you know. And just in passing, you know, I heard the name P. Styles a couple times, right. You know, and when you hear something a couple times, like by like the third time you hear it, like, who is this guy?
Right.
And then I met somebody who actually worked with him. I met Kurt Frost, he mentioned earlier. I met my homie, man, and he was with one of my friends, introduced me to Kurt, and Kurt played me some of his music. So when I heard Kurt's music, I was like, oh, this is dope, you know? Because, right. I mean, I'm super critical of, like, artists, you know what I mean? Because I'm super critical of myself, so especially cats that I've never heard of. But when I heard him, I was like, oh, yeah, he's actually dope. He has a sound, he has a vibe. And then you know, ironically enough, the project was produced by P Styles.
Right.
So he told me about that, and I was like, oh, P produced it? I heard of this dude, man. This dude is nice. Now, the funny thing is, the studio I was working at, that I was recording in, my guy Chito, who basically was the one who told Pete about me, I didn't know that they knew each other. So he was telling me he had like this homie in LA or whatever that's doing this and doing that, and I was just like, oh, that's what's up, you know? But I didn't know he was talking about Pete. So I didn't find out that out until later. But long story short, I heard about him. Kirk had his project produced by him. Me and Kirk went to this event, and then he introduced me to Pete, and I was like, oh, it's Pete. I know you already, bro. I heard about you. This is him. All right, and then it was like, I was eager to work,
Right. So Pete, you mentioned something about vision, and Kenzo, I want you to talk a little bit about that vision. But Pete, before Kenzo gets to that, what does it mean for you as a producer to work with an artist that has a vision? What does that mean for your job? What does that mean for the project? What does that mean for the music?
I mean, it definitely, it sets a certain kind of tone. You really get to push, you know, certain limits. You really get to know the artist, and you set like a mood in the sense of, you know, this is what I want to do. What do I pick from? You know, because somebody with vision is just like, you really never know what you have until you have it, realistically. And it's so, like, cliche and, you know, so straightforward and common sense, but there's so many artists that they think or they want to have a vision, they just know how to, they don't know how to manifest it. And Ken, he was, like, direct, like, this is what I want to do, and I know that I want to go far. And when I saw, the drive, when I finally got to meet him and saw the drive, I was like, oh, yeah, it's a wrap, because he's dedicated to his craft, you know. And then he raps too, so it's like he puts the both together. A lot of people don't know he raps. I didn't know he rapped. I was just always heard him sing. And then I heard he could rap. He could rap. I'll definitely say that.
Yo,
it was funny.
He's a critic for real. So
it was funny because I was like, you know, I heard his, you know, is singing, and then when I heard he raps, I'm like, really? You know, I thought it was like another like singer rapper thing, you know, where like, you know, how people be doing that. But no, he did his thing, and that's what, you know, made me actually, you know, he invited me to a session. Once I heard his new stuff, because I had heard a lot of his old work, but we had the session at the U of M, and he played me his new joints, and I was like, I heard a huge, like, progression in a short amount of time. And that's really when it, like, sealed the deal for me. I was like, okay, I'm convinced.
Right. And can't tell, like, what was that progression? What was that vision? I mean, what changed for you?
You know what, man? I just feel like I feed off of, my own, expectations of myself, you know what I mean? So like, I'm super duper critical of myself and like as an artist, because I really, really want to be really great at this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really just doing this to just, I'm not doing this to make, I mean, I want to get paid, you feel me? But I'm not doing this like with the idea like, yo, I'm trying to get a bag, you know, or I'm trying to you know, I just want to get in the game. Like, I'm really trying to compete, you know what I mean? So it's just that once I run into people who could help push that level, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like different artists, like, oh, this guy is talented. Is he as talented as me? Right. Or is he better than me?
Right.
Then, you know, that just makes me want to go and work. You know, like, I'll be in the club and I'll be hearing records. I'm like, yo, is this record better than the record I made yesterday? Mm. All right, I'm about to leave the club and start writing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just the type of energy, you know what I'm saying, that I try to keep. Because I'm trying to compete with these guys, you know what I mean? So I'm like, if somebody, if I'm in the club chilling, I'm trying to get females and you know, that's not going to help me really progress and get to that level. So you know, sometimes I had those moments. I just write, man, like, I'll spend days, you know, like, if I have an off day, like, mm-hmm. I'll literally spend, like, 8 hours writing. Right. You know what I mean? Or, like, 4 hours singing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, 2 hours rapping. And then my day is done. I'm like, oh, I forgot to eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm really on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making that up. So, I think that's what it is, man. Just, like, being super critical and, like, never being, like, satisfied with, like, where I'm at. Right. You know? And I just try to get better.
Right. So, Pete, you ended up going out to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
What caused that transition? Why did you decide to go out to L.A.? And then ultimately, I think, Ken, so I think you mentioned you ended up going to L.A. as well. So mm-hmm. how did you guys link up out there? And first off, why L.A.? Out of any city, why L.A.?
I wanted to, it's weird because I actually wanted to go out east. Really, that's really where I wanted to go to first. New York is New York. And I'm a city guy, so it's like New York is, I guess, the ultimate city, you could pretty much say.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, my manager and then my cousin, they were already out there working, so they had been out there and they just told me about it and they kept telling me to go and to go and to go. And I went and checked it out. I've been to, you know, L.A. a few times already growing up, but it had been a while since I, you know, went. So I went, and I liked it. I loved it. They showed me the scene, and I fell in love with it right away in terms of, like, the movement, how fast-paced, and how anything can really happen at any given moment. And I was out there, and I've loved it ever since in terms of, like, just, I guess, the grind, because there's, you know, so much competition. Everybody, and, well, it feels like everybody's doing music or some type of form of art, mm-hmm. you know. And LA is massive, so you could only imagine. But yeah, that's really why I did it, just to kind of like explore more opportunity, you know, and just kind of, you know, really, really show that I'm really wanting to do this, you know. I think the goal that I have for myself is, like, I don't want to just do, like, hip-hop and R&B. You know, I really want to do as much as I can.
Right.
And while doing so, I came back, you know, because I love it here so much.
Right.
And I ran into Ken, and he told me, you know, he was so eager to work that he was like, yeah, well, I'm going to go out there. And while I'm out there, like, I want to do something. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to argue that, because he was already been doing his thing. So, you know, he came. We got a lot of, like, you know, vibes and records together, created, you know, just kicked it. I had some, you know, made some beats already, kind of had, like, this, you know, vision for it. And we had did, like, a couple records here because he was working on his project. So I had already kind of a good idea of, like, where I wanted to push him towards.
Right.
And where I wanted to, like, see, you know, toss something up and be like, okay, what are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
And, you know, so mm-hmm. when we got it, it was good. It really came together. You know, he recorded his pieces. Super talented, super dope. And just kind of, you know, but just been going from there. And we're here now.
Right. And so you end up going out to L.A. Why?
Just to work, man. You know, I feel like you gotta really take yourself serious. You know what I mean? And if I need to go to L.A. to get a dope project done, then, you know what I'm saying, I gotta go to L.A. and let's get this dope project done. You know what I mean?
So did you decide to go to L.A. mm-hmm. before Pete, or was it just like, I'm just going to L.A. to work my music?
I love L.A., man. This is the second time I've been out there. Last time I was in L.A. was, it's really on some, if I feel like I got an opportunity to go to L.A., I'm going to go. Yeah. You know, last time I was in L.A., I linked up with my homegirl Chandler, a super talented singer. We connected off of Instagram. I liked her music. I sent her some of my stuff. She really liked it. She was like, hey. Well, it really started off with us about to do a collaboration. But then she was like, hey, if you're ever in L.A., I could set you up. I perform at the House of Blues on Sunset all the time. I was like, okay, cool. I'll be in L.A. next month. You know, and it was really just because she gave me that opportunity. So when I found out that he was going to be in L.A., I just thought about him. Like, okay, well, I got a couple people in L.A. that I know already. One of, another artist I'm working with stays in Fresno. I'm like, this is the perfect opportunity for me to go out there, link up, make some classy, you know, and just kind of like get back out there, you know. Right. So, yeah, so we went out there, and me and the whole team, we got in the car, we drove like 30 hours, you know, made it to L.A.,
it's a long drive.
Tired as hell, you know, linked up with Pete, we got straight to work. What I really, really liked about the trip, though, was being able to work with Pete, and then I didn't know he was like a writer. You know, I thought he was just a producer. I do all of my own writing.
Right.
But then when I saw like how talented he was at actually like writing, then it was like, oh, okay, dope. So I can kind of like vibe off some of your energy, some of your vibes. Let's see what you got. Okay, maybe this hook right here from what you did on the last song sounds like, you know, something that, or this song sounds like something you might, you know, you might come up with something cooler than me right here. So
right.
You know, so it was a dope collaboration. You know.
Right, and of course you touched on this already, but you know, can you talk a little bit more about that collaboration process? I mean, were there ever bumps in the road where you're like, he's just not getting it, or you maybe got frustrated and you're like, man, this is where I'm trying to go. Maybe I don't want to do exactly what Pete's telling me to do. Was there any ever of that, or kind of growing pains, if you will?
There wasn't any, like, for the most part, it was pretty straightforward, you know. It was... Because when I work with you, like, it depends. For the most part, I got, like, the stuff already, what I hear the artist on. So, okay, this is what I hear. This is, like, my process is I hear you on this. If you want, we could make something from scratch if we really want to do that. Otherwise, like, this is what I got. And with Ken, you know, like I said, I played the stuff for him, and he liked it. And he's just so creative off top. He'll start, you know, humming something, getting something together, kind of trying to put like a vibe to it, like his own, you know, little thing. And he's easygoing. He never really questioned, you know, anything where like if I told him, hey, you know, do this, he's like, all right, you know, he doesn't really argue. And I think that's, for the most part, it was easy. I think at times there were moments, you know, where probably, and we just kept it to each other, you know, you got a little like, or, you know, running out of patience kind of thing, but that happens naturally. Mm. Like, that's going to happen with anybody or any sort of thing, like, because you just want it. Sometimes you want your voice to be heard, or sometimes, you know, you're having a bad day or whatever.
Right.
You know, but it all depends. But it was pretty much easy for the most part, because he, like I said, the vision, it helps him a lot. Right. And, you know, he's easygoing. So when that happens, it's going to work.
Right, that's when the magic happens.
Yeah,
right?
you can go pretty far, you know. And that's, you know, one thing where it's hard to come by.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for a while now, and some people, they see it a certain way, and that's how they want to do it, and others are like, okay, you know, they'll take the game, or they'll run with it, or they'll hand it off.
Right.
Yeah, that's real.
What type of things have you been working on then? As far as, you know, you guys been talking about vibes, you guys been talking about, we've been working on a couple of different things. I mean, can you be a little bit more explicit about, you know, what type of vibes, what type of sound have you both been working on from the producer side, and also for you on the artist side?
Okay. Well, I know for me, which is kind of like a piggyback a little bit on what Pete was saying about, like, taking direction and giving, like, me, I'm like, which took a little a while for me to learn too, you know. Everything is about a vibe, you know what I mean? The thing about Pete, like, as a producer and as a musician, he knows his, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell when somebody knows their, you could tell when somebody is learning and has potential, you could tell when somebody's super duper creative, doesn't have direction. Pete, he knows his on his side, but then he also knows, you know, on my side. Right. As far as, like, he's able to see, you know, things that I could do that could help, you know. Because as an artist, you know, artists are real sensitive to their craft and stuff like that. And that's something I try to, like, keep out of, like, the process of recording, like, the egos, because I think that affects the music. Because everybody has an ear, you know what I mean? Right. And if we respect each other as, like, musicians, which I respected him as a musician before I met him, so I knew he was talented, you know, so when he makes a suggestion, you know, like, yo, let's do this, let's see what it sounds like, you know what I mean? It's something I probably wouldn't have done, because if I was doing it, then I would have did it, you know what I'm saying? Right. Even though it would mess up the collaboration. But I think with this project, as far as vibes, I feel like we were touching a lot of different places. You know, we definitely got, like, some California feel-good, you know, records, you know what I'm saying? Some nice warm vocals on it. Then we have some more darker, distorted records, you know, where we actually just kind of got creative with it, you know. Pete did some super-duper creative things on, like, the mixing process that people, they once they hear it, they're like, oh, this is... Oh, this came out of nowhere. This is tight, though. This is completely different from the record I just heard.
Right.
But still a good vibe, you know. So, yeah, you can expect that. You can expect some good vibes. You can expect some good R&B. Good R&B music, but then also some alternative type of feelings, too. Just a nice collaboration of feel-good music, man. Good vibes, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I listened to a couple of your older tracks. I was like, you definitely got, like, you know, some mid-2000s R&B in you. I'm a huge R&B head.
Yeah.
I have a lot of love for mid-2000s R&B. So for this new project, are you going to bring some of that back? Are you going to touch and dabble with a little bit of that, with a little sprinkle of some of the new school stuff that we've been seeing with the fusion?
Yeah, I mean, his voice naturally he's got that, like, thick voice. So, I really, you know, he's from the South, so he already knows he's got soul in him. So he's got, like, that soul. He's always had that soul in the voice tone, just period, just period. So the project, you know, is kind of like, you know, he was mentioning that mid-2000s, early 2000s R&B vibe, was just like, you know, I'm putting, like, my spin on it, kind of just making it sound like today, what people, you know, what today sound, but, like, still, you know, that just more musically, you know, put together stuff. He sings, so obviously we kind of, I wanted to, like, test, you know, you always want to, like, test certain waters, kind of see what, you know, how far can somebody go? And I threw stuff at him. I was like, okay, what do you think about this, that, and the third? And, you know, he took it all pretty good. He never really, like, doubted anything. He was pretty comfortable with stuff for the most part. And on the project, this project is, like, kind of like a story based off, like, you know, relationships with women, but really getting in depth, getting descriptive, kind of having, like, a point where, you know, you kind of want to listen to what's going on. Obviously, the music is feel-good music. I always like to, you know, really make records that, regardless, like, you know, if you listening to it, you feel good about it, or you can play it in the background, because it's just, it sets a certain tone, you know, for whatever you're doing. So... The project, for the most part, has that feel to it, and it's really in-depth. It's pretty descriptive. Some vulgar points here and there. But, you know, also a couple, like, commercial records. And I don't want to say, like, commercial, but, you know,
something
just, like,
more mainstream.
Just more mainstream, urban, you know, just something. You know, I don't necessarily, like, shoot to be on the radio. You know, if it happens, it happens. You know, if somebody says I could hear it on the radio, hey, then I appreciate that. You know, you could hear it on the radio.
Talking a little bit more about, like, the story, right? You know, talking about women and talking more in depth about women. I'm curious, is it looking more introspective about, you know, the relationships that we've had, maybe mistakes that we made, or are you looking at it from a more sexual standpoint? Is it a mixture of both?
Well, I mean, I think for the most part, for the project, we just talked about personal experiences.
Yes, it was personal, but relatable.
Yeah.
You know, described in a way that's like you said, it's really, really detailed. And that's one thing, too, like we both have in common. Like, when we were writing, it's like, you can tell that it comes from somewhere, you know what I mean? And then people could resonate with it. But yeah, I would say it's more personal experiences and different types of situations.
Yeah.
It's not like one song's about this and the next song is about the same thing. It's like this song is about this, all right, this aspect of a relationship. But the next song, we're talking about something completely different.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about something completely different, but it's kind of flowing, you know? So it's really like the whole project is almost like a relationship.
Yeah. It definitely does. I would agree with that. It does have that that structure. You know, you talk about everything, happiness, the good moments, the bad moments, what you like to do, just that kind of stuff. You know, I try to, for the most part, like, I seen the vision of like, in a sense, like a movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like movie music, but like not all the way there. Still stuff that, you know, you can listen to or play out loud or, you know, vibe with people, not necessarily something you wanna just focus on labeling it as movie music, I would say. But yeah, no, you know, we talk about a bunch of stuff on the project, regrets, love, and not like the like I said, it's not what you expect out of those topics. Obviously, they're general topics. You can make music about love, and you know, 24/7.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think the way that the direction that I kind of wanted to like see him take it was let's be real, more than just relatable. You know, let's be questionable.
Right.
Is everything like we saying who's who? Because we wrote it together.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right, really.
What's from who?
So then the question I have, you know, in this journey, and of course you don't got to tell me, you know, I got to wait until I listen to it too, so I can get my own opinions out there. But would you say that, you know, when we listen to these different stories and different narratives, you know, would the ending or the overall message kind of be like a coming of age story? Is this what it is, or is this just more of a reminiscing?
I mean, it's kind of a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I think we did a pretty good job in terms of like making it feel very like now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I'm 24 now, so it's like everything that like I'm doing. I mean, anybody can like relate to it. That's one of the biggest things that like I tried to go for.
Right.
And when I write or when I'm making something, whether it's a beat or whatever the case may be, I want it to be on like a grand scale. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, you know. It's not no disrespect to anybody who does, you know, things like that. I just don't want it to be like, this is what I'm going for. Like my stuff is this. You know, no, I want it to be like, you know, everybody to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, I just want it to be good music in general. So a lot of the stuff is, it's very, like, you can paint a picture to it. I think that's one of the biggest things for the project of what we did, with some of like the mixing that I did on it. I try to, you know, kind of set that like, five, like you could just like see it,
right,
you know, as you're listening to it. But it's gonna be good. People are definitely gonna like it. You know, we worked hard on this.
Yeah.
And we kind of just really fed off each other. We just bounced back and forth. Like I said, I keep saying over and over, he's easy to work with because he really is, you know, and he knows his worth. I think that's another thing that, you know, made this a lot easier is that he knows, like, he can do certain things, and when he feels like he can't do it, he's gonna, like, try to figure it out.
Right.
You know, so he does a good job of that. So it came to the point where he wasn't afraid to, like, elevate, you know, to the next level. Because, like I said, when I heard his new stuff, he had already progressed. And then when I come in the picture, it's like, I'm going to try. If you feel like you're good now, mm-hmm. I'm going to definitely make you feel like, you know,
you're
better, and really see, show you, like, what you're worth.
Exactly. I can agree, definitely. Definitely. This project, this whole collaboration definitely felt like an elevated moment for me as an artist. I felt like we were... The product is gonna really. Once you hear the product, you're gonna feel it. You're gonna understand it. You're like, okay, this isn't like a, you know, no disrespect to, you know, like a SoundCloud rapper or singer. This isn't that. This isn't like, you know, just some guys who are pretty talented. This is a body of work between two talented individuals who have different styles but unique styles, and like could still work it out and work together. You know, and I feel like. It definitely pushed me, you know, working with Pete and having his input and his ideas and stuff and expectations of me, which is good when you have somebody who has expectations just as high, if not higher, of you.
Right.
Because then you get to, like, you get to meet those expectations. You know what I mean? So I definitely feel like we did a good job with that, just setting a bar, you know, and go and get it.
Definitely. So when can we expect this project to drop?
Well, right now, we're putting the finishing touches on it. We're going to play, most of it, if not all of it, on Friday night.
I'm going to stop you right there, because you're going to have to walk us through this real quick. Because you were out in L.A.
Uh-huh.
You eventually came back here. Mm-hmm. So what was the decision process? Of, you know, let's go do a show in the Twin Cities. Let's go do a show in Minneapolis at 508.
As soon as we, like, kind of had everything down and knew, like, okay, these are going to be the records, I told them. I kind of, like, I'm not going to lie, I really just kind of pitched him the idea, and I saw if he was going to run with it, you know. I in this game, it's just all about, like, you know, you can't, it's a business. So at the end of the day, you know, I got mad love for Ken. He's, you know, really, really cool. But, you know, if you still gotta, you know, be professional and run a business. And one of the things with him is just like, I obviously his worth ethic is really good, but I wanted to see, okay, if, like I said, you work hard, well, you know, let's see. So, you know, we did the project, it came out really, really good. So I kind of, like, you know, all right, I gave you this much, I wanted to see if he was gonna, you know, go further. What was he gonna do with it once I put it in his hands?
Right.
I just pitched him the idea, and it's not something that anybody does out here. In the 90s, you know, we had that era where, you know, Minneapolis specifically was, you know, popping.
Right.
And you had that vibe, that L.A. vibe, that New York vibe.
Exactly.
Minneapolis had the juice for a little bit.
You know, First people, Avenue going out.
People, a lot of, you know, yeah, you get the locals who are into that scene that know that, that'll be like, yeah, you know, we know about that already. But the general public doesn't know about that.
Right.
You know, today's kids, they don't know about that. So, you know, that's first and foremost one of the reasons why I pitched it to him. Because I'm like, you know, nobody's done this kind of stuff over here. So I pitched it to him. He was like, all right, I'm going to see what I can do. Because he had already been doing shows out here. And, you know, they wanted to grow. So, you know, I pitched it to him and Zell. And we kind of just went from there. They hit me up, like, what, a few days? He hit me, like, what, a week later or so? Hit me up, something like that. And then he told me about certain spots he had pitched it to. And then he told me, you know, okay, he narrowed it down to two more spots. which was 508, another joint. And he's like, okay, we got the 508 joint. And, you know, from there, I was like, all right, you know, we're going to do it like this. And, you know, we came up with a plan and they executed. You know, they did their part. And, you know, we're here now. So the event is more so just, like I said, bringing that vibe here of, like, okay, you know, music people coming out, kind of, you know, getting to know, set that scenery. Because I'm really trying to, you know, put this city, the Twin Cities, because I love them both, even though, you know, I'm a St. Paul native.
I feel you, 651, baby.
You know, even though I'm a St. Paul native, but I want to, you know, I want to see, you know, I want to see us win. And, you know, one of the things that specifically bothers me about Minnesota is that, you know, there's a lot of good competition, but there's a lot of bad competition. You know, there's good and then there's bad. And I feel like there's more bad than good. You know, obviously it's the music and the hip hop or R&B, you know, it's for sport. You know, obviously just because, you know, you're singing or whatever, like, you know, don't get it confused. Like, singers work hard, you know, so it's the same thing. Singer or rapper, it's for sport, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's gonna be that. I want the top spot. And that's fine and all, but, you know, show love. So it's just like, that's what I'm trying to do. That's one of, like, the biggest things with this event. Just come, pull up, you know, have a good time.
Right.
See, you know what, you know, we're working on. I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying to bring the stuff of what we got going out there in LA, you know, break it through here. And, you know, so it's like, we doing it right. You know, we're getting 508, it's from 7 to 10. We're gonna have a good time.
I heard something about, like, some special guests or something like that. Let's go with that.
I mean, there's definitely gonna be, you know, certain people in the building that, you know, some familiar faces that, you know, people see around. And, you know, some people might pop up here and there. You know, ain't no telling. You know, you never know.
But they know.
Yeah, you know, they know. It's definitely gonna go down. It's fun. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there. I've been telling folks about it, so I mean, I'm looking forward to it. But how about you, Cancel? A couple words on the show for you.
And I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this release. I feel like it's gonna be just more of a declaration. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. All right. I've been doing shows. We've been performing. We've been filling up, you know, these venues, doing these events. But now it's just like, all right. This is a body of work, you know what I'm saying? This is some dopeness right here. This is what we've been working on, what we've been putting this energy for. And I could say, yo, we started a project, we completed a project, and boom, you know, here it is, you know what I mean? So I'm excited for people to hear it and get feedback on it. I'm excited to just, I'm just excited for the moment, you know? Like people saying, it's an opportunity for people in the city, you know, to come together and we can shine a light on other talented individuals. And I feel like this is gonna kind of like hopefully set a precedent for, like, the energy, you know, for, like, the entertainment industry out here, you know.
Definitely.
Some dope. Okay, I'm excited.
Nah, I'm excited for y'all. I appreciate this. I appreciate you guys allowing me to interview you before the show.
We appreciate it. It's all love.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah.
I'll be looking forward towards the project. And the name of the project again?
It's Cali Vibes Minnesota Nights.
Yeah.
With Ken Soul, produced by me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's hot. It's hot. It's different. It's pure. It's a lot of everything going on, but we made sure there was a beginning and there was an ending.
Yeah.
And maybe there will be, you know, more room for, you know, maybe a part two or some other stuff, but we're definitely going to be, you know, working from here on out. And
yeah,
we're excited. It's going to be lit.
And when that happens, y'all better let me know about that part too.
Oh, man, you already know.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.